episode 4, and we're going to be discussing applications for medicine courses. To confirm, you need to have applied for most medicine, dentistry, or veterinary courses by the 15th of October. Today, we're going to be chatting to Caroline Priestley, who works for the recruitment team at the University of Bradford. But first, I'm going to have a discussion with Charlotte. Charlotte, deciding to study medicine or some health-related courses isn't an easy decision to make, and it's one that you can't make last minute. As I've just said, the first reason being that the October the 15th deadline is a lot earlier than the January deadline, but also they've got really strict entry requirements. So, Charlotte, I know you've got a bit more to share on that.
Hi, Claire. Like you said, these courses aren't something that you can kind of decide to study last minute, really. Firstly, for the majority of medicine-related courses, you do need to have studied at least two sciences. So for anyone listening right now who's thinking they're interested in studying a medicine-related course, please make sure you are studying at least a science, but it normally needs to be at least two. So whether you're studying eight levels, whether you're studying a BTEC, normally, biology or chemistry, some universities will accept maths or maybe another kind of science-related subject. So if you're unsure, look at the university's website and check what their entry requirements are. You also need to have work experience or voluntary experience in some capacity. This doesn't have to literally be kind of going into a hospital or a doctor's surgery, but normally some experience kind of in a care environment is really useful. And as they're competitive courses, they will often, only choose candidates that have some kind of experience. So again, if you're listening and you've not thought about that yet, it is definitely something you need to think about. All of this information we're going to be going into a lot more depth with Caroline when I chat with her. She's got loads of useful information. As you mentioned, Claire, something you do really need to be prepared to study and you need to think about in advance.
Yeah, which is fine in theory, isn't it? I suppose we're reaching out to those students who are, maybe even choosing their options at school because, your GCSE results really count, and then choosing what you go on to study at further education really counts. So please consider that if you're in that situation. If you're, a bit further down the line and you've already committed to your choice in further education, there are alternative routes into medicine, which sometimes, take a little bit longer. I think the traditional medicine degree would be 5 years in duration, but there are examples where you could find medicine with a foundation year, and that would be 6 years maybe, and that would be aimed at getting your science up to speed before going on to study the full degree. So there are different options, different routes into medicine and health-related degrees. So it's like you said, Charlotte, research is key. As always, just making sure you're researching what your entry requirements are. Do you have the experience and skills that are needed to go with it? And, making the right application to the course that's suited for you.
Absolutely. It's quite a long application process as well. So you will normally have to undergo an admissions test. So that's really a test of kind of your character, who you are, often looks at kind of problem solving, logistical questions, communication, things like that, and also an interview. Again, we're going to be going into a lot more depth about this later on in the podcast, so I'll just mention it briefly now, but it is something that needs to be in the back of your mind when you are applying.
Great, well, I think it's time for the interview with Caroline, so over to you, Charlotte.
Start us off, Caroline. Why do they ask for these applications to be in earlier?
Applications for medicine, veterinary science and dentistry we need in by the 15th of October. It's really important to get them in by that date. That is the deadline for those courses because they are very competitive and there's a lot of work to do for admission staff on those particular courses.
So can you give us some more information about the application process?
What you need to do is to decide on your choices first. So you can apply for up to four courses. Your fifth choice you can use for something else, which I'll come on to a little bit later. So once you've decided on your four choices, you apply via UCAS. Universities will then be able to consider your application, and the responses are all done on UCAS Track. So that then tracks your whole journey throughout the application, which includes interviews, everything. It's very competitive for those courses, so it's just really important to think very carefully about your four choices. Make sure that you have exactly the right qualifications that universities are looking for, and do your research.
Fantastic. So these are highly competitive courses. Often you're asked to undergo an admissions test, such as the UCAT or the BMAT. So for anybody listening right now, I highly suggest you look these up online, get some further information. Do you have any advice, Caroline, on how you can prepare for the interviews?
The interview for these courses is not going to be easy. They are competitive. There's lots of people wanting to do these courses. So the best ways to prepare are to go to as many open days as you possibly can. Lots of universities are doing virtual open days, which have been absolutely brilliant. Make sure that you do your research. So really research the profession. So think about the changes that have happened, particularly recently in each profession, and how they've had to respond to that. Think about all the other things that are involved around that particular profession. So who works in that field? What skills do you need? Get onto the careers websites, speak to people who do the profession. Really, really kind of get underneath what that role really is. So you can do that via open days, taster days, your online research, speaking to people, looking at careers websites, reading journals, chatting to academics, chatting to students, that kind of thing. So there's a huge amount of work that you can do.
So the personal statement is an important part of the application process, as it is with any university application. But again, with it being such competitive subject choice, is there anything in particular you recommend students think about when writing their personal statement?
So your personal statement is very important, as you can imagine, for these ones, because it will be the difference between you getting an interview or not. A lot of the tips that I've just given there for the interviews are exactly the same for your personal statements. What I would definitely do is make sure you attend as many virtual open days as you can over the next few weeks, or look back to see if universities have got copies of sort of open days that they've done and copies of talks that they've done, and see if they've talked about what they're looking for in your personal statement. The key things that they're looking for are your understanding of the role, evidence of teamwork, communication skills, evidence of working with people from lots of different backgrounds. You also need to really understand the NHS, the actual role, understand the organisation that you're going to be working in, the pressures that that's under, understanding medicine, if you're going into that field, how things have changed. There's been some fantastic changes in the last few years, particularly in the medical sector, particularly with what's happened. So just make sure that you really, really kind of understand everything that's going on.
Great. So for anybody sat here listening to this podcast right now, who is maybe a bit daunted by the application process, potentially concerned that they're not going to get the grades because they are high grade boundaries for medicine and dentistry, veterinary courses. I know foundation years are an option, and they're something that you offer at the University of Bradford and many other universities across the UK. Can you provide some more information on the positives and the pros of studying a foundation year as an alternative route into these subjects?
So I mentioned earlier that you can apply for a fifth choice. At Bradford, we have what's called the Foundation Clinical Sciences course. That course is 1 year, and what you can do is you can do that course for a year, and then if you're successful, if you reach a certain grade and if you're successful on that one, you can then apply to go on to medical schools, and you can start at medical school. We've had students go to lots of different medical schools across the UK. There is no guarantee, like anything. You would apply via UCAS, but you're putting yourself in a really strong position. This course is a course that is linked particularly for students wanting to go on to do medicine. So a lot of the elements are key and the areas that you need. So just have a little think about sort of making sure that you think about a plan B, just in case that happens. And this fantastic course can also be used to link into other areas like pharmacy as well, for example.
That's really interesting and an option that a lot of our students might not have thought about. So thank you, Caroline. Do you have a top tip
that you would recommend for students wanting to stand out in their application?
So my top tip to make sure that you stand out is to really make sure that you've done your research and make sure that you're passionate and it's really what you want to do. And you're also realistic about what the future holds for you as well. So those are the three top tips I just gave. But make sure that you really, really think it through. Is this right for you? Am I going to be in the right field? There's some fantastic careers around medicine that you might want to investigate as well, either as a plan B or as options. So just make sure you're looking at biomedical sciences, you're looking at chemistry, you're looking at pharmacy, optometry, medicine, dentistry, veterinary. Make sure you're investigating all the fields. Don't be sort of focused on just one area. Always have a little plan B as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Caroline. You've given us some fantastic advice, some fantastic tips. Before you go, I need to ask, what was your favourite university meal?
So when I was at university, my favourite meal was pesto pasta and strawberry angel delight. It's brought back some lovely memories being asked what my favourite meal was, so thank you for that question. Yeah, absolutely loved that meal, and I may have that this evening just as a little bit of old time's sake, so thank you very much. So thank you for listening, guys. I hope that was useful. If you do need anything, we have a University of Bradford open day on the 3rd of October. So if you do want to find out a little bit more about that Clinical Sciences Foundation year, come along. But as I say, have a chat with some of the people as well and attend some of the talks. And thank you so much for your time. Good luck to everybody.
So, what are our top tips for applying for a medicine-related course? Number one, remember that the deadline is the 15th of October. Number two, remember that you can apply for up to 5 choices, as you can with most UCAS applications, but you can only apply for 4 medicine-related courses. Number three, you will often be asked to take an admissions test. These are normally taken early and you often have to do them by November, but the university should inform you of whether they have any particular deadline. Commonly, the admissions tests are either the UCAT, that's UCAT, or the BMAT, BMAT. There's lots of information on these tests on their website, including tips to prepare and practice tests. You can also register and book your slot via the website. You do normally need to pay to take these admissions tests. If you are concerned that you are unable to afford the test, please don't struggle. Firstly, speak to your college or speak to the university that you've applied to see if they offer any financial support. At the moment, most of the admissions tests are giving you the option to take the test online due to COVID, so you shouldn't have to travel. Number four, in order to prepare for any interviews, the best thing to do is firstly, try to speak to someone in the profession if you can. Try to, again, read up online, make sure you've done your research on the profession, on the course, and on the university itself. Please try and get some work or voluntary experience in. This gives you lots more to be able to talk about in your interview. You need to remember that they aren't just going to be assessing your knowledge, but also you as a person. So they're going to be looking for how you solve problems, your logistical and critical thinking, and also how you communicate with others. Number five. If you're concerned that maybe you're not going to get the grades needed to get onto a medicine degree, you can look at applying for a foundation year, which is a great route of getting into medicine without having the normal grades required. You can go on UCAS and use the search tool to look up all of the different foundation years and different routes available. Lastly, the university wants to see that you have a real, genuine interest in the profession. The best way to stand out is by showing that you've really thought about the field of work you're going into, you have researched the course properly, you have looked into the institution and that you're really aware of the pressures and the stresses really of going into a medicine related course, the work that's required, and that you're prepared for this and that this is something you really want to do. Not that you just think being a doctor or a dentist is a good job or that you know someone else who does it. So you can research online, you can attend open days both on campus and virtually, and you can also use the UniBuddy website to chat to other students at that university. Best of luck to you all.
That's it for this week, but if you want to keep connected in the meantime, follow us on Instagram at LCCUniConnect. Our next episode is focused on societies and gaining support from these networks. And to mark Black History Month, we're going to be focusing and hearing from societies such as the ACS, which give great support to students at further education and in higher education.